clocks are growing, the light is appearing, it's drawing nigh to the break of day. Arise, my darling, out of your slumber. Arise, my darling, and come away. And when he came to his true love's window, he kneeled down low upon a stone, and through the window, well, he whispered softly, arise, my darling, and let me in. Oh, who is that that is at my window? And who is that and gives me no rest? Tis I, a poor wounded lover, who fain would speak with you, lover, while. Oh, go away then and ask your daddy if he would have you, my bride to be. And if he says no, then return and tell me, for this is the last time I will trouble thee. Oh, my dada, he's in his bedchamber, he's fast asleep on his bed of ease. But in his pocket, well, there lies a letter which reads, Musha, darling, unto your disgrace. Oh, what disgrace can he do unto me? A faithful husband to you I'll be. And what other neighbors have around their houses? The same, my darling, you will have with me. If she says no, then return and tell me, for this is the last time I will trouble thee. Oh, my mama, she is an old age woman, and scarce can hear, love, a word I say. But she bids you go and court some other, for I'm not a fitting love your bride to be. I will go then unto the wild mountains, where I'll see nothing but the wild deer, and I'll eat nothing but the wild hares, and I'll drink nothing but my true love's tears. If the killie boyne, it were mine corn, and the green fields, they were mine and white. If my pen were made of the tempered steel, sure, my true love's praises I would never.